This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just because you can't say it often enough, this is a global economy. We only live in it. Education division at the moment. Nearly a third of the foreign students studying in the United States are Chinese. And in the process of paying for school and just living, those 350,000 or so people spend billions of dollars here. What with the trade war and all, though, and a focus by the Trump administration on intellectual property theft and forced technology transfer, things for Chinese students might be changing. Our China correspondent Jennifer Peck has more now from Shanghai.
Dong Huaihao has a chemical engineering degree from Tianjin University, a good school near the capital of Beijing. It's no small feat. Colleges limit the number of students they take from each province. For every 10,000 students who took the national entrance exam in Henan province in 2014, only three were accepted into Tianjin University. Dong Huaihao was one of them. Now he wants a bigger challenge, a graduate degree from the U.S.
American universities are better than China's. They usually have a long history, their libraries are big, and their learning facilities are more sophisticated. Americans are good at critical thinking, which is very different from our culture.
For the past 3 years, he has been taking U.S. test preparation courses and hired an agency to help him navigate the American admissions process. So even before he's accepted into a university, Dong Huaihao's parents have spent more than $7,500, which in Henan province is the average wage for an entire year. The investment paid off. Dong Huaihao is attending the University of Southern California in the fall to pursue a master's degree in chemical engineering. He says news of stricter rules in the U.S. didn't stop him from applying for a visa back in May.
I had to prepare a lot of documents, like proof of my parents' income and assets, but the officials at the U.S. Embassy barely looked at them. They asked me a couple of questions and then said I have to undergo an additional checking process.
He's heard of classmates who are in the same boat. The Deputy Assistant Secretary for Visa Services from the U.S. State Department, Edward Ramatowski, told a Senate subcommittee hearing in early June that Chinese citizens in sensitive fields may be limited to a one-year visa in an effort to prevent intellectual property theft. Professor Zhao Huajun from Zhejiang Chinese Medical University says it isn't fair to students.
When Chinese students study abroad, they learn foreign technologies through recognized academic programs and exchanges. They are not there to steal or hurt America's national interest.
In 2013, U.S. authorities charged Professor Zhao Huajun with economic espionage when he was working as a researcher at the Medical College of Wisconsin. That was later dropped when he pled guilty to a lesser charge of illegally downloading data, which he maintains was an act to safeguard the research. At a conference room in Shanghai, a dozen parents gather at an information session held by the education consultancy group Focus International. Among the first questions was how to prepare for a campus tour. But visa problems are also at the top of their minds these days, says General Manager Michael Yan. He says the U.S. has been tightening visa rules for the past 5 years. Despite that, he sees a growing appetite among Chinese families for an American education. His clients are not just sending their children to American colleges, but also to junior high and high schools.
One of the reasons parents send their kids to study in the U.S. earlier is because they hope that this will give their child an edge with American colleges later.
A big reason people want a U.S. degree? It's valuable in the China job market, says college student Teng Feixue.
There are too many Chinese students with graduate degrees from top universities in China, so I want a degree from a famous American college to stand out in the job market.
Recently, she got a visa to study for a master's degree in chemical engineering at Columbia University. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.